Deus in my hart.
Brothers and sisters,
how do you feel with the rest of Gabriel?
It's been a while since I've been here.
但是弟兄姊妹们不免聚会要看重。
Let me remind you how important is our communion.
今天美国总统请我去吃饭,
today, if the president of the U.S. asks you out for dinner, I don't think you would dare forget.
7点请我吃饭,
if he asks you to show up at 7, I don't think you would show up at 7:30. How can you compare presidents to Jesus? A communion is a feast with the Lord. Our Lord Himself is the main dish of our dinner. He asks us to eat of Him, to drink of Him. This great ceremony, not only you should show up, but you should show up early. So when communion started, I hope to see more than just a few brothers and sisters. When I saw it, I was pitiful, and I don't think the Lord liked it either. So brothers and sisters, come with a thanksgiving. Our Lord has given us this grace. Oh, he's asking you, it's the first step, the seventh, 1 hour of your time. To come before him and thank him, shouldn't you? Our Lord cares. And our Lord pays attention to this meeting. And that's the true meaning of our Lord's Day. To come before the Lord and worship. I know that, brothers and sisters, we have just finished the book of Romans. Now the Church of Copper City is reading the book of Romans. So I'll be talking about the book of Romans. So maybe you want to save your program sheet. So once we've finished all our sermons, then the book of Romans is the important book. The book of Romans is one of the earliest letters of Paul. The first letter of Paul is Thessalonians. But yet, because of the leading of the Holy Spirit, Romans is the first letter in the Bible. Now you can see how important it is. This is the book of foundation. The foundation of our truth. The foundation of our experience. And it's the foundation of theology. So that's why the book of Romans is precious. Now that you've finished it, when you hear what I'm going to say, it should be easy for you now. Now that you've finished hearing the book of Romans, then I hope that now your foundation is set. So come and seek. Let us read a few verses. The book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 1 to 7. Together. Paul, a bondservant of Christ Jesus, called as an apostle, set apart for the gospel of God, which he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his son, who was born of a descendant of David according to the flesh, who was declared the Son of God with power by the resurrection from the dead, according to the Spirit of holiness, Jesus Christ our Lord. Through him we have received grace and apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith among all the Gentiles for his name's sake, among whom you also are to call Jesus Christ. To all who are beloved of God in Rome, called as the saints, grace to you and peace from God, our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes. 14节到17节.
Chapter 1, verse 14 to 17. I'm under obligation both to Greek and to barbarians, both to the wise and to the foolish. So, for my part, I am eager to preach the gospel to you also who are in Rome. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jews first and also to the Greeks. For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, and it is written, but the righteous man shall live by faith. The book of Galatians, chapter 3, verse 11. Now that no one is justified by the law before God is evident, for the righteous man shall live by faith.
好，希伯来书10章38节。
Book of Hebrews chapter 10:38. But my righteous one shall live by faith, and if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him.
好，罗马书第1章，保罗先介绍他自己。
The book of Romans, chapter 1, started with Paul's introduction of himself. Whenever Paul writes a letter, he often starts with his introduction. And every time when he introduces himself, he describes himself differently. Here it starts with a bondservant of Christ Jesus. A bondservant. In other words, it could be described as a slave. Not just a slave, but a slave who is bonded.
保罗说,
so Paul describes himself as just a bond slave.
什么叫做奴隶?
What is a servant?
奴隶就是没有自由的人。
A slave is someone who is without freedom.
而且这个奴隶是更加没有自由的。
This slave who is bounded is completely without freedom.
被捆绑的奴隶。
A bonded slave.
我保罗没有自由。
I, Paul, is without freedom.
我说话,说主所说的话。
Because now when I speak, I am speaking God's word.
我做事,做主所要我做的事。
When I go do work, I am doing God's work.
一举一动都要来流露主。
Every action of mine is to reveal God.
都要来彰显主,
is to reveal God.
所以一开始,
so he started with, I am only a bondless slave of Christ.
奉派来传主的福音,
the one who is set to preach the gospel of God.
奉派传主的福音,
to set apart for the gospel of God. The gospel of God in the original language are two different words.
保罗这里所讲的福音,
here, the gospel that Paul is talking about,
应该翻作福音,
it should not have been translated as gospel.
应该翻作消息,
it should have been translated into a message.
消息跟福音什么不同呢?
What is the difference between a message and a gospel?
消息不是道理,
a message is not I'm ruling. Today, if I want to talk to you about the knowledge, the logic of salvation, then maybe you don't care.
怎样救火?
How do you put out a fire?
火也看不见,
you can't see fire.
你没有觉得火的威胁,
if you cannot see a fire, you cannot feel the fire.
那么就是听个道理怎么救火,
then why would you care about how to put out a fire?
若是我来告诉别人, 你家里着火了,
but if I'm telling you that your house is burning,
他马上不听了, 快回去救火了呀,
then I don't think he would rather listen. He would just go put out the fire.
重要的消息,
that's a message.
消息有力量,
a message comes with strength.
保罗说我发现一件大事,
Paul now says that I have recognized this great thing.
在全人类当中,
that in all mankind,
有一位他竟然是神的儿子,
there is now one who is the Son of God.
他是万人的救主,
he is the Savior of all.
所以我就不顾一切地报这消息,
so now I am putting everything aside to tell you this news.
在他身上关系着全人类的命运,
because through him is the destiny of all men.
更关系的我和你的命运。
More to particularly your life and my life.
我要报这个消息给所有的人。
That's why I need to spread this news to you.
这叫做福音。
That's the gospel.
特派传生的福音。
I am set apart for the gospel.
然后他要讲这个福音是什么。
Then he told us what that gospel is.
这个福音就是先知在圣经所应许的。
This gospel is promised beforehand by the prophets before.
论到我主耶稣基督。
Concerning his son.
这个儿子耶稣基督。
The son, Jesus Christ.
他就讲到主耶稣。
Then he start talking about Christ.
什么叫做福音啊？
What is the gospel?
主耶稣这个人就是福音。
The gospel is Jesus Christ himself.
我们福音不是一个道理。
So when we preach the gospel, we're not preaching knowledge or logic.
我们的福音是宇宙中最大的事实。
But our gospel is the greatest news in the whole world.
有一天我发现了。
One day I recognize.
而我的眼睛被开明了。
And one day my eyes is open.
耶稣基督就是神的儿子。
Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
他是万人的救主。
He is the Savior of all men.
所以福音传福音是每一个神儿女的天职啊。
So that's why preaching the gospel should be your duty.
更把这福音报给所有我所认识的人。
To pass on this gospel to everyone you know.
是太大的事情了。
Because it's the greatest thing.
是我们所有人的生命的救主。
He is the Savior of all men.
论到这位主耶稣。
He says concerning the Son, Jesus Christ.
从两面来看他。
He then describes his position
two ways. 一面从肉身来看耶稣基督。
One, he describes him in the flesh.
一面从圣灵来看耶稣基督。
And he also describes him in the spirit.
从肉身来说。
In the flesh.
他是大卫的后裔。
He was born of a descendant of David.
这句话确定主是君王的地位。
Now this shows that he has the position of a king.
今天世界上没有君王。
Today, all the kings in the world.
我们美国的君王就是总统。
Our president of the country.
我们总统们四年中要选一次。
For our president, we elect them
every 4 years. 习惯做八年不再选了。
And then after 8 years, they have to go.
怕只不过做八年呢。
So the longest you can be in power is 8 years.
世上的君王不同。
But the kings are different.
他们一生做君王。
They are born a king.
那一短短几十年就没有了。
But then when they die, it's over.
而且他只能管一个国家，不能管别的国家。
And also, whoever this king is, he has one kingdom.
主耶稣不同。
But Jesus is different.
他是万国的君王。
Because he is the king of all nations.
他是万人的君王。
He is the king of all men.
他是万世的君王。
And he's also the king of all ages.
永远是君王。
The eternal king.
无论在什么地方，主耶稣都是君王。
Doesn't matter where you are, Jesus is king.
是不是我们神儿女的君王？
Is he your king?
主是我们的君王。
Of course he is.
为了这个我们骄傲。
So for that, we should be prideful.
为了这个我们喜乐。
Before this, we should be joyous.
主是我的君王。
That our Lord is our king.
万国君王。
The king of all men.
万民的君王。
The king of all nations.
万世的君王。
The king of all ages.
更是你和我的君王。
But more particularly, your king.
从圣灵来说。
But in the spiritual sense.
以复活的大能。他用这个特别的字叫标明他是神的儿子 marked out.
He said, who was marked out as the son of God with the power by the resurrection?
什么叫标明他是神的儿子啊？
What does it mean to be marked out?
一个水果摊里头好多一样的水果。
If you go to a fruit boutique, you see many different fruits.
这一个水果我买了。
If you buy that fruit,
我还没拿回去。
Even before you check it out,
我就插个标签在上面。
You now put a mark on it.
就别人都不能买这个水果了。
Meaning that this fruit is purchased.
我有个标签在里是我的。
Once I've marked it out, it's mine.
这叫标明。
That's to be marked out.
耶稣基督一面是神，一面是人。
Now Jesus Christ, one side of him is God, the other side is man.
他是绝对的神。
He is definitely God.
他也是绝对的人。
And he is absolutely man.
在这么多的人当中。
Out of all the men.
怎么知道主耶稣神的儿子呢？
How do you know he is the one?
就一件事，只有主有的。
One thing only he has.
就是复活。
Is that he has resurrected.
以复活来标明他是神的儿子。
Through the power of resurrection, he is marked out.
所有的宗教嘛，只有我们有复活。
In all the religion,
耶稣基督他是复活。
Different religions, there's only one resurrection. Jesus and his resurrection. Jesus is marked out by resurrection to declare that he is the Son of God. So Paul now then goes on to talk about the great
things.
He then talks about the calling. First, the calling is to the apostle.
再说圣徒的呼召。
And then to the believers, or to the saints.
呼召太伟大了。
This calling is too great.
我们圣徒，所有神的儿女。
As saints or children of God.
十个有九个不知道我们有过呼召。
10 people around you, 9 of them don't know that you're saved.
事实我们有呼召。
In fact, we are called.
这个神的话也告诉我们。
But God's words told us.
我们成为基督徒。
That now that we have become Christians.
都根据这个呼召来的。
We are being called as Christians.
我们根据一个呼召。
We are called.
使徒的呼召，圣徒的呼召，召是一样的。
The calling of the apostles and the calling of the saints is the same calling.
因为这个召就当初给神的儿子耶稣基督的。
This calling started with Jesus.
主耶稣是神。
Jesus is God.
这个不需要呼召。
He doesn't need to be called.
呼召跟神没关系。
The calling has nothing to do with
God. 另外一边主耶稣是人。
But on the other side, God is, Jesus is man.
一个做人来的地位说。
As a man.
神就给他一个大的呼召。
God has now called on him.
主的呼召什么呢？
What is God's calling?
什么是主的呼召呢？
What is God's
calling? 到最后主就显明他的呼召了。
At the very end, God revealed to us his calling.
最后主一个人的地位进入神的最大的荣耀。
At the very end, as the position of a man, now he has come into the glory of God.
这就是主来到地上的时候神给他的呼召。
And that is the calling that Jesus has when he was put on this earth.
来到地上要完成一些事。
He came to this world to do one thing.
一个人的地位
is to be a man.
一个人的身份
to position of a man.
用个人的肉身
the flesh of a man.
要进入神的极大的荣耀
to enter into the glory of God.
大家明白了没有？
I hope you get it.
所以用这一个召来召我们。
It is this same calling that called
the apostles. 来召使徒也来召圣徒。
The same calling that called the apostles and the saints.
现在明白我们的呼召了吧？
Now you know what you're calling is.
我们得救了。
Now that you're saved.
得救干什么呢？
What are you going to do?
得救了永远不死。
Now that you're saved, you have eternal life.
得永远生命。
Now you have eternal life.
主是我的救主。
That God is now my savior.
主也是我的牧者。
And God is now my shepherd.
我们讲的话多了。
But we say that many times.
都不是最重要的。
I tell you that's not the important part.
最重要的是。
The important thing is.
主把他的呼召给了我们。
That God has now given his calling on you.
要召我们和神的儿子一样。
A calling so that you can be like the Son of God.
所卑微进入荣耀。
A calling that calls you to be humble to be in glory.
同样的话也都讲过的。
Now all these words we have said before.
弟兄姊妹一次永远明白了啊。
I hope, brothers and sisters, you can understand it once and for all.
神用呼召来救我们的。
God saved us by his calling.
这个召叫我们从卑微走到荣耀。
And it is this calling that asks us to be humble, to walk into glory.
主在我们里面，荣耀在我们里面。
Today, the Lord is in us, the glory is within us.
呼召保罗做使徒。
He called Paul to be his disciple.
也呼召我们做圣徒。
He then called us to be his saints.
使徒这个字啊。
Disciple.
在原文就是大使徒不是使徒。
Apostles.
使徒这个字。
The word apostle.
原文的意思就是大使。
The original meaning is the commissioner.
Ambassador.
Yeah. 什么叫大使？ What is an ambassador?
在我们亚洲好两国家都很复杂的国家。
In Asia, there are many countries.
我们中国就很复杂的。
And just China itself, lots of politics.
到中国去啊。
If you go to China, If you go to any other part of the country, they speak different dialects. Slightly different temper.
But
if you go to India, then that's an even different
story.
If you go to India, they have hundreds of dialects. All of them different.
They
also wear different clothing.
风俗习惯也不一样的,
different culture, different traditions.
那你要问当个印度人最标准的话是什么话呢?
And if you go to India and ask them, what is your original, what is your most official language?
我告诉你去一个地方,
then I try to go to that one place.
去印度大使馆。 大使馆的,
go to the embassy in India. Go to the United States embassy of India in the United States. If you go to that place, if you go to that place, then you will know the official language of India. Whatever they wear, that is the official clothing of India. Because their mission is that they, even though they live in US, they're living out India. So that now the Americans can know what India is about.
保罗梦召做大使徒。
Paul was called as an apostle.
那就天国在地上的大使。
So that now he is the ambassador of heaven on earth.
要叫世上的人认识什么叫天国的生命。
So the people on earth can look at him and know what heaven is like.
什么是天国的能力。
What is the strength of heaven?
明白了吧?
I hope you get it.
表现天国在地上。
To manifest heaven on earth.
一梦照做圣徒,
when he was called as an apostle, a saint.
圣徒原文是一个翻作圣人,
saint, original language is the holy people.
我们中国人不敢翻这个字,
but the Chinese version, we didn't dare to translate that.
中国人只有一个圣人是孔夫子,
there's only one holy man, and that's Confucius.
我到外面去说我是圣人,大家笑死了呀。
If I go out and call myself the holy man, people laugh at me.
但是我实在是圣人啊。
But I tell you, I am a holy man.
孔夫子算什么圣人啊?
Confucius is
the man. 他的祖都不认得圣人哪里啊。
He didn't even know who the Lord was.
我们是圣人,
we are the holy man.
宝血成圣,
because through his blood,
生命成圣,
our life is now holy.
主的救恩叫我们成圣,
it's because of his salvation, we are now holy.
圣经里面我们圣徒应该把它圣人,
so saints, the original language is the holy.
所有的圣徒都蒙召,
all the saints are called.
主把我们从世界召出来了。
The Lord has now called us out from this world.
主要召我们进荣耀去。
God wants to call us into glory.
弟兄姐都要明白这件事了啊。
I hope you get it.
梦召的圣人,
the saints that are called,
将到伟大的呼召,
the great calling.
然后保罗说句话,
and then Paul said this,
他们对于犹太人也好, 对于外邦人也好,
he said to the Greeks or to the Gentiles,
我都欠他们的债,
I am now obligated.
保罗在这用了很特别的字,
Paul used this special word,
不应该发作欠债,
he says, not really just under obligation,
应该发作债户,
but they are my debtors.
对他们来说我都是债户,
to them, they are my debtors.
我懂得债户这句话,
what is a debtor?
我从上海刚到台湾,
when I first came from Shanghai to Taiwan,
就认识一个弟兄,
I knew of a brother,
比我长一辈的,
a little older than me,
姓马,
brother Ma. He's no longer here, so it's okay if I call him by name. Before he came over to Taiwan, he was a wealthy man.
战争来了,讨这个,太匆忙嘛,
when the war came, he did not have time to gather
his things.
So when he came to Taiwan, he was in debt. He was a businessman.
但要借了债来做生意,
and then he needed to take out a loan.
借了债又还不出来,
and after he took out the loan, he couldn't pay them back.
哎呀,我真是很可怜他了。
So I feel pity for him.
他看见这个债主啊,那真是活不了了。
Because whenever he sees his debtors, he is scared.
这个债主也无情,到了时候就倒债。
And the debtors will come and ask for the money.
债还不出来,
but he couldn't pay them back.
我刚认识他的时候,光说他心脏病很重。
So when I first knew him, he had a heart disease.
后来是根本没心脏病了。
And then later I find out that he was not
really.
It is because of the debt that he owed, he had too much pressure on his heart. Then I saw him, he was in suffering. So the first time I went to Philippines and Hong Kong, he paid
for me.
He left his church.
Oh,
and then he asked the church of Philippines welcome me, and the brother gave a lot of offerings. So then I started calculating for him how much debt he
has.
The money that I gather is about the debt that he owes. Lord, this is not the offering to me. So that all this money I've gathered is not just an offering to God, but it's helping the brother out. Now that I've received I received this special gift, a pen, a
golden
pen. And then I gave it to the brother and said, don't just take it out and use it easily. If you take it out, then you may tempt other people to rob
you.
And then I don't know what's good
to do.
So when the war started, after the Second World War, when the U.S. claimed victory, overcame Japan, so then the Japanese army made a treaty with the U.S. This general made this. So the U.S. Navy took the fleet to Tokyo Bay, and then it is on the fleet where they signed the treaty. And in fact, that's the treaty of the Japanese
surrender.
Even the king of Japan had to come up to the emperor of Japan if they come up
on the
sign the treaties. They need to use three golden pens to sign the treaty. Those three golden pens are worth a lot. Then one of these golden pens was given as a gift to a mayor in the Philippines. And then he's been in the Philippines for a long time. And then he was a great friend. So he got in possessions of one of those golden pens. One of the pens that signed the treaties for Japan surrender. Worth a lot. So that this brother somehow got a hold of this pen. Thanks to the Lord. That this pen also does not belong to me. This is a special pen. Hurry up, sell it. Why would I want that pen in my home? I wouldn't know whose son or daughter I'm going to give. So I sold it and give it to the brother to pay his debt. But then when I asked the brother to sell that pen, I forgot to tell him the story. Then he just sold it as a regular gold pen. But I forgot to tell him the history behind it. So a brother pay off his debt. And then a brother would never thought a minister would able to help him pay off the debt. So he paid off all his debt. And he was released. His heart disease is gone. So he never had it, by the way. And I said, brothers, I gave you my all. So that now you no longer have debt. So I paid off your debt. And Paul understand this. To the Gentiles, I am in debt. I owe them debt. I have to preach the gospel to them. If I don't preach to them, that bad things will happen. Brother and sister, I tell you the same principle applies to you. That's why you preach. Go preach, won't you? Not just use your mouth to answer me, go please.
So
tell people Jesus is the Savior. So that the others can leave eternal death into eternal life.
It's
too great of a thing to not do.
不信主的灭亡真的假的啊?
If you don't know that the one that don't believe is destruction.
真的假的啊?
You believe in it?
真的!
It's true.
真的为什么不传呢?
It's true. They will be destructed.
要传福音啊!
That's why you preach.
我软弱,我不行。
And you say, oh, I'm too weak, I can't.
不是传你啊!
It is, you're not preaching you.
传耶稣基督啊!
You're preaching Christ.
我软弱!
If you're weak,
更要传福音!
Then preach more!
主不软弱!
Because our Lord is not weak.
我不行!
If you can't,
更要传福音!
Do it more so.
不是万有的救主,
because the Lord can.
主有大能,
our Lord is power.
是要你去传福音,
he wants you to go preach.
你就会经历福音大能,
and when you preach, then you can experience the power.
奇妙,那么奇妙人得救了,
this is how marvelously people are saved.
今天早上大家都出回去传福音好不好?
So this morning, go out and preach.
正好,正好,正做好,
if you say, okay, then you go do it. Go preach.
When I preached the first time, I
was saved. I was transformed. And I loved the Lord. And then in the morning, the Lord said this to me. And he said, go tell people.
要传福音啊,
so preach the gospel.
我说,主,我不会传福音啊,
and I said, Lord, I can't. I was just saved. I don't know what to do.
主讲话,
and the Lord, when he speaks, he speaks in short form. He doesn't go back and forth and argue with you.
主是主啊,
because the Lord is
so
Lord. When he speaks, you listen.
奉命,
and you obey.
好, 我主也不说话了,我就要传福音了。
So that if the Lord said so, I go preach.
我就不会传福音怎么办呢?
And I said to myself, I don't know what to do, what am I to do?
我传给谁听了?
Who am I to talk to?
好,到大学,
so I went to
到校门口,
I went to a college.
我第一个遇见的人,我就向他传福音。
At the front door, whoever I meet first, I'm preaching the gospel to him.
去上课了。
So I went.
第一个遇见的人不认识的。
The first person I met,
请潘,
is Brother Pan.
不是,我从来不认得的,
someone I've never met.
我同学你贵姓啊?
And I asked him, what's your name?
我姓潘,
and he said, my name is Pan.
潘同学, and, 很重要的事告诉你,
and I said, Brother Pan, important thing to tell you.
奇怪了,
and he said, I don't even know you. What important thing are you going to tell me?
下面不会讲福音的,
and then I forgot what to say. And then I didn't know what to say.
我同学啊, 上二楼,
and I said, friends, come with me to the second floor. It is a seven-story building. And then we went up to the second floor. I didn't know what to say. Let's go up to the third floor. And then the student pond was just following me. And then we went all the way up to the seventh floor. Nowhere else to go. And I said, please have a seat. And then we sat down. I only said one thing. And I said, you have to believe in Jesus. And I said this.
他流泪了,
and he started crying.
把我吓着了,
and then I was surprised.
我只讲了一句话呀,
that's all I said.
他是不是流哭了呢?
Why would he cry?
这不懂得圣灵的大能啊,
that's the power of the Holy Spirit.
就讲了一句话,
that's all I said.
他得救了,
and he was saved.
奇妙吗?
How marvelous is
it?
Someone who has never heard the gospel. He was saved.
哎呀,我说他得救了,真是宝贝他呀。
And I said, how precious it is.
这是天天为他祷告啊,
so I pray for him.
带他去聚会啊,
I brought him to meetings.
是新生的一个孩子啊,
and then, just like I just gave birth to a child,
正传福音啊,
preach the gospel.
到处传扬主耶稣啊,
go everywhere and preach.
弟兄姊妹要传福音啊,
brother and sister, preach the gospel.
向你最熟悉的人传福音好不好?
Preach to the one that you know the most.
大家说好不好?
Right?
要回去传啊,
go preach.
就今天早上真是大家好, 我们明年聚会可能不止这么一点了。
If you truly go preach, then you would not be just a few of us.
我不以福音为耻,
I am not ashamed of the gospel.
这福音本是神的大能,
for it is the power of God.
要救一切相信人。
For salvation to everyone who believes.
奇妙吗？
How great it is.
我一生见证这个福音的神的大能。
My whole life is a testimony of His power. I've saved a few.
从前我传讲到我最好的恩赐是传福音。
Before, I think my greatest gift is that I preach the gospel.
真喜欢传福音的。
I love preaching the gospel.
传福音的果效最实在的。
Because when you preach the gospel, you can see the fruit.
有的得救，没有得救，马上分明。
You can see how many people are saved.
有多少人得救，马上分明。
How many people got saved?
你讲到弟兄说的帮助，谁知道呀？
When you just give a sermon, how do you know if they're actually help or not?
真是不知道啊。
Don't.
传福音最有凭据的。
But when you preach the gospel, you
know,
go preach.
不传福音，不要让福音停在我们啊。
Don't let the gospel be stuck at you.
就像我们这样不传福音嘛，教会早就没有了。
If no one preached the gospel, then the church would have ended long ago.
主耶稣复活的时候。
When Jesus was resurrected,
教会是一共就120人呢。
The church started with 120 people.
赶不上我们这 area 的弟兄姊妹多人。
And then I think that church was smaller than us.
一下就几万人了。
All of a sudden, tens of thousands.
这个保罗起来了。
And when Paul was raised up,
福音带向万邦。
Now the gospel is preached to all nations.
保罗太伟大了。
How great was Paul?
我们永远感激保罗。
So we should always be thankful for Paul.
没有保罗的，我们都没有了。
Without Paul, there would not have been us.
他成为外邦人的使徒。
Paul became the apostles to the Gentiles.
把福音带给外邦。
Bring the gospel to the Gentiles.
带给万邦。
To all the nations.
这个人伟大吗？
How great was he?
保罗真不容易啊。
Paul,
我不以福音为耻。
I am not ashamed of gospel.
他写罗马书。
So he wrote the book of Romans.
罗马是全世界的中心。
At that time, Rome was the center of earth.
最繁华的地方。
The most prosperous city.
世界最兴旺的地方。
The city that is the most prosperous.
最有享受的地方。
A place that has the most enjoyment.
人教育是最高的地方。
People that are the most educated.
罗马太骄傲了。
Rome was prideful.
要传一个犹太人是你们的救主，哎呀，这个太难传了。
How did you make them believe a Jew to be their savior?
保罗在罗马传开福音了。
But it is Paul who preached the gospel in Rome.
我不以福音为耻。
I am not ashamed of the gospel.
因为罗马人们正以福音为耻啊。
Because the Romans they fought the gospel.
这福音本是神的大能。
For the gospel is power of God.
一代一代到我们今天了。
Generations and generation past.
世界传福音的人们都信主的人二十几亿。
Now I'm telling you, we're looking at 2 billion people that are Christians.
2000年教会历史。
It's now been 2000 years of history.
伟大的历史啊。
This great history of the church.
传扬福音直到今天的。
I preach the gospel from that day on to now.
我们中国人们就西方人。就舍弃了一切来把福音传给我们了。
For the Westerners, they gave their life to preach the gospel to China.
来过我们中国人最不好的生活。
They came to China to took on the lowest life.
最不容易的生活。
The hardest life.
穿中国衣服。
They have to put on Chinese clothing.
连女人要长辫子。
They have to put on a ponytail.
来学那个就这样娘里娘腔的中国话。
And then they have to speak Chinese
accent. 他们传福音真不容易啊。
It was not easy for them to preach the gospel.
多少人死在中国啊。
And how many ministers died? Missionaries died. Because the Chinese at that time were ruthless.
杀了多少外国教士啊。
How many missionaries they killed?
前赴后继到中国来啊。
But still, they came in waves.
他们传福音到非洲去。
And then they went to Africa.
传给黑人。
To preach to the Africans.
传福音到亚洲来，传给黄人。
To preach the gospel to China.
福音是靠着他们传遍天下来。
The gospel is passed by them.
保罗是最开始传福音的人。
Paul was the first.
第一个人把福音带向外邦人。
The first one to bring the gospel to the Gentiles.
也带向外邦人。
To all the nations.
保罗伟大吗？
How great was Paul?
我不以福音为耻。
Oh, I am not ashamed of the gospel.
这福音本是神的大能。
It is the power of God.
下面保罗讲福音什么？
Then he talked about the gospel again.
福音的义。
What is the meaning of the gospel?
他讲那句话，本于信，赐于信。
For it is the right shall live.
他讲两个信心。
It's revealed from faith to faith.
本于心一个信心,
it's from faith.
至于心第二个信心,
to faith.
为什么叫两个信心?
Why are there two faiths?
第一个信心,
the first faith
在神那里的信心,
is the faith of God.
第二个信心,
the second faith
我们这里的信心,
our faith.
神定规那件事,
God has now set this.
所有属灵的事要靠着信心来得到,
all the spiritual things can only be obtained through faith.
这个是定规的定律,
that is God's law.
所以我们这里,
so for us,
我们一信就得到,
when we have faith, then we obtain.
明白了吗?
I hope you get it.
中文翻译太文雅了,本于信,至于信.
In the Chinese version, from faith to faith.
这句话的意义也就是讲清楚了。
But then it describes it very clearly.
信心的原则,
it has the origins of faith.
来达到信心的果效,
so that now you can accomplish faith.
这明白信心的重要了吧?
Now you understand the importance of faith.
我们都祷告, 对不对?
So when we pray,
我们生活也用信心,
that when we pray through faith.
请信心生活,
through faith, we live our life.
本于信, 至于信,
from the origin of faith to the manifestation of faith. If without that law,
那信心也没效,
then faith is useless.
神定规了,
but when God sets this law,
我们一信就得,
then once we have this faith, then we obtain.
本于信心的原则,
from faith,
达到信心的果效,
to accomplish the fruit of faith.
叫本于信, 至于信,
so that's why it says that the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith.
下面保罗说, 义人必因信得生,
then Paul says, but the righteous man shall live by faith.
今天我读了三处圣经,
today we read three passages.
这是罗马书第一章,
just from Romans chapter 1.
说, 义人必因信得生,
but the righteous man shall live by faith.
到了加拉太书三章,
in Galatians chapter 3,
第二句又说, 义人必因信得生,
secondly, he says again, the righteous man shall live by faith.
到了希伯来书第十章,
when it comes to Hebrews chapter 10,
第三次说, 义人必因信得生,
then Paul says this again, but my righteous one shall live by faith.
三次都说的不一样,
three times slightly different.
罗马书用这句话,
in the book of Romans, he used the emphasis of that word is righteous man in Galatians. The emphasis on the book of Galatians is to live by faith.
希伯来书用这句话,
now in the book of Hebrews,
重在义人因信得生,
in the book of Hebrews, the emphasis is one shall live.
也可以翻译说, 义人因信得活,
or one could translate that is that the righteous by faith shall live.
希伯来第十章呢，应该翻作因信得活.
In Hebrews chapter 10, it should say the righteous by faith lives.
奇怪吧，圣经用了三处，三处不一样。
You can see that in three different verses, same word, emphasis is different.
三个意义他都用了，都讲完了。
Same verse. Three different emphasis.
我们因义人都是因着信心而活在地上的,
but the righteous man shall live by faith on earth.
罗马书讲到义人因信称义,
so the Romans tells us the righteous man is righteous through faith.
加拉太书重在因信,
in the Galatians, it's, the emphasis is by faith.
重在信心,
our faith.
我们义人的特点就是信心,
the righteous man, our characteristics is that we have faith.
希伯来第十章,
but now in Hebrews 10,
这个背景是犹太人, 正在非常艰难的环境中,
in the background it says the Jews are now living a fair and
normal life. 义人因信得活,
the righteous ones by faith shall live.
主说他们退后我就不喜欢他,
then God said that if these people shrink back, then my soul has no
pleasure.
So don't, because it's difficult, you go back. Don't go back because there's danger. Because we are righteous. We live by faith.
这一个信心就是我的生活,
and this faith shall be my life.
这一个信心就活在最艰难的环境中,
and this faith is there for me during the most difficult
time.
So this faith leads me to have no fear in whatever circumstances. Because I live by faith. And I live through faith. I live following him.
一人必应信得生,
the righteous one shall live by
faith.
Brothers and sisters, know the marvelous of our Bible.
不同的作者写的书,
different authors.
是一位圣灵在后面写的,
but yet written by one spirit.
本于信,
from faith to faith.
我们大家都学着功课,
I hope you learned that as your lesson.
从信心的原则,
from the principle of faith,
达到信心的果效,
to accomplish the fruit,
神应归的这个原则,
God set this law for us.
所以我们一信就灵,
so when you believe, then you obtain.
一信就有果效,
when you have faith, then there are fruit.
我年轻人刚信主的时候一个亲戚很近的长辈,
when I first started, one of my older relatives, 不信主, was not a believer. And he said this.
他你们呢,
he said, you guys,
就灵, 你们还诚恳诚信的诚,
he said that because you are faithful, then things come true.
那个他的长辈,
because he's an elderly, I didn't want to go
against
him. But then I regret that I didn't say something. I should have said to him, just because you said that, you should believe. Then if you are faithful, then it comes true. A lot of us, some of us are not faithful, but it still comes true. Then if it comes true, then we know that
there's
power behind it. And why don't you believe
it?
I don't need you to be faithful, but believe. If you believe, then it will come true. I hope you get it. The righteous man shall live by faith.
好,
let us sing the song again.
下礼拜天大家去看望弟兄姊妹,让多的人来听啊。
Next week, bring friends and other brothers. Next week, we're going to talk about judgment.